And Michael Zapponi is with me in the studio from Fox Sports and, of course, from our World of Football show here on 1116 SNL. Hello, Zappers.
G'day, Kev. How are you?
You're looking very very up and about on a Sunday morning with your coffee and you've had 15 pieces of toast. And
the little man plays for Richmond in the NPL, and they kick off at 10. So dropped him off at 8:45 this morning, and it was pouring sideways. And I thought, well, instead of waiting at Kevin Bartlett Reserve for the next hour, I'll pop into the studio. Why not?
Isn't there a comb-over area you can stand under at Kevin Bartlett?
There is.
Surely
we're on the outer pitch.
Hey, what'd you make firstly? Let's talk about Melbourne City and their 1-0 victory over Adelaide.
Yeah, they were great. And the biggest difference for me, the two key talking points in the game for me, Tim Cahill, again, with that header. Now, that header, the way he put that into the back of the net is still, I'm still shaking my head. It was a brilliant execution. He had two players on him. He was running away from goal. Looked like he was trying to flick it over to the far post, but it ended up in the far corner. And the way he jumps, he gets up early and hangs in the air. And that makes it very difficult for defenders to go with him. And it's a technique that he's perfected over the years. And he talks about it, the fact that when he was in England at Everton, he had a coach that drilled him on headers and worked really hard on that aspect of his game. And that's been a clear advantage for him, a clear strength in his game.
You almost need like a trick neck to be able to do what he did on.
And the fact is, we don't spend enough time perfecting that skill with our juniors. And it just shows the fruits of being able to do that. He's so deadly from that situation, and in the end it proved the difference from the two teams the other night. The other big talking point was the return of Michael Jakobsen, the Danish defender. He'd missed the last seven games for Melbourne City with a calf injury. He came off in the Melbourne derby 7 weeks ago and since then hasn't played a minute, but he's back and he played the full 90 minutes, and that for me is a really, really big advantage for Melbourne City coming into the finals. If they're going to trouble anyone in the finals, they need Michael Jakobsen playing, because he shores up that defence. He's one of the best defenders in the A-League, and I think he's crucial to their success come finals time.
Hasn't played for 7 weeks, comes back and gets two votes in the out of the second best on ground.
Yeah, and that just highlights how important he is to that side. They play with three at the back, and his experience, his communication is just vital to their success, I think. And you know, he distributes the ball beautifully as well. He's played overseas in Europe for most of his career. You might remember Mathieu Delpierre for Melbourne Victory last season. You know, he was so important to their setup. I think Jakobsen is just as important to Melbourne City's setup as Mathieu Delpierre was to Melbourne Victory's last season.
With the finals in your mind, in the forefront of your mind, did they play a brand of footy that you like to see from Melbourne City?
Yeah.
With that in mind?
Look, I think what we saw, a few changes to the way they went about it on Friday night. Tim Cahill played in a different role. And the key element to that is when you look at Cahill and Fornaroli on the pitch together, Fornaroli tends to score fewer goals when Tim Cahill's on the park. So Michael Valkanis has tried to change things around a little bit, not play with them both as strikers. So he played Tim Cahill in the role that Tim Cahill played 10 years ago when he was at Millwall and Everton, and that was box-to-box midfielder. So covering from 18-yard box to 18-yard box and covering a lot of ground, playing that defensive role as well as attacking role. He is, to a degree. Yeah. He came off after 62 minutes, and I saw him run for a ball at the 60-minute mark, and you could tell he was spent. So, he's a fit man, but he's not a young man anymore, Tim Cahill, and that role will work for him, but he can't run out 90 minutes playing that very demanding role. But I think in terms of the team structure, that's probably the better way for Melbourne City to set up, and Tim Cahill's very, very dangerous in that role. He can set up play, and he can help out defensively as well, and the way he was attacking the ball and the way that Melbourne City attacked the ball defensively as well was impressive.
Is it a wise move to be making that sort of change to your game plan at this stage of the year?
Well, they've tinkered a lot this year, and
have they ever?
Yeah, and that's the biggest difference, I think, and the biggest problem they've had. When you look at the number of team changes coming into this round, Melbourne City had made 61 changes to their lineup week in, week out over the course of the season. So, and that is the most by far in the A-League, and that, you know, some of it's due to injury, but some of it is due to the fact that they've tinkered around a fair bit. And defensively, that's been their biggest area where they've made changes. And, I think that's hurt them a little bit this season. But they're well positioned now. They will play a home final. And that sets them up nicely for the finals campaign. They would have loved to have been in the top two, but you know, third and fourth gets that advantage of playing a home final in week one of the finals campaign.
If Timmy Carr can play that box-to-box role for 60 minutes, who plays the other 30? Have they got the players to be able to play and make the same impact that Tim does in that?
Yeah, and that's the key. I think what they've got this year is depth in their squad. So you saw Anthony Caceres come on in replacing Tim Cahill, and he's been a very good player for them, very skillful. He works hard. So with 30 minutes to go, he comes on with fresh legs. Nick Fitzgerald's been outstanding for them as well this year. He came on as a substitute and troubled Adelaide United when he came on as well. So there is depth in this team. Bruce Kamau started on Friday night. He was sensational. He was the best on the ground running at Adelaide's defence and creating plenty of opportunities. So what I like about Melbourne City is their depth on the bench. They've got some players who can hurt opposition teams.
Now, nil-all draw last night for victory over the Wanderers. The sail, the air came out of the balloon when Georgievski got sent off, really. It was a good game up until then.
Yeah, well, Kevin Muscat said it after the game, didn't he? It destroyed the game.
Yeah.
And it's questionable. I mean, the red card was a second yellow for Daniel Georgievski. He went in to the challenge, won the ball cleanly, but then the follow-through was what caught the ire of the referee, and he sort of kicked out on the follow-through, didn't connect with his opponent, but they sent him to be a little bit of malice about the way he went through that. So, you know, you could argue that it was a second bookable offence, and Melbourne Victory did really well to hold on from that point forward. They played 35 minutes with 10 men, and what I really liked about their performance last night was the way they worked defensively. They were throwing themselves everywhere, working really hard. And for me, James Truisi last night, the defensive work he did, I've never seen him do before. He was desperate to keep that scoreline at 0-0, and they worked so hard to keep that clean sheet last night, secure that point, which then secures them the second spot on the table and secures them that week off in week one of the finals. So I really liked what Melbourne Victory did last night in difficult circumstances. The pitch was terrible. This is one of the biggest venues in Australia. And
had a lot of rain, though.
Oh, it was like a quilt. My quilt, you know.
Yeah, it looked awful terrible on the telly.
Yeah, terrible. And, you know, if Sydney is to host a grand final with a Western Sydney or a Melbourne Victory, that would be the venue to hold it because you'd get 70,000, 80,000 there. But I don't think that'll be it. I think they'll play at Allianz, which is Sydney FC's home ground. Unless it's a Western Sydney FC grand final, they'll struggle to hold it anywhere other than Allianz Stadium. But Kevin Muscat will be really pleased with the efforts of his team last night, and it sets them up nicely for that first week off in the finals. They play the Central Coast Mariners on Friday night, and that will be just about fine-tuning his side, try and pick up some momentum leading into the finals, and then they refresh, have that first week off in the finals, and will host one of the winners of the first week of the finals. 3 place 6, 4 place 5 in week one of the finals in 2 weeks from now.
Barrow and Gerry didn't play last night.
Yeah, they were both suspended.
Yep.
So they picked up yellow cards last weekend. So they'll come back into contention as well for a starting berth against the Mariners.
Do you see much change in that Victory lineup? Have they got the depth to be able to go? Oh, because quite frankly, at the moment, Sydney is so far ahead of everybody else, it's not funny.
Yeah, they are. And Sydney FC fully deserve their favouritism. They, you know, 20-plus points ahead of anyone else. And they're brilliant. They have been sensational all year. They drew on the weekend against Wellington Phoenix. They had a few key players missing. Away to Wellington's always tricky. Wellington still were playing for a finals berth. They needed to win that game, Wellington. So the top six is now set.
Yep.
No one can come in, but Sydney just purring along beautifully at the moment. I don't think anyone can beat them, but you know, that's the beauty about finals football. On any given day, you know, things can go against you, and that you know, creates the tension heading into a grand final.
So, given that everyone thinks Sydney, and you don't have to be too intelligent to work out Sydney's the best team in the competition, who's got the firepower to be able to put goals in the net against them and stop them from scoring? They just seem to find a way to score all the time.
Yeah, they do. And Milos Nikovic has been sensational for them. Bobo, their Brazilian striker, the marquee striker, really slow start to the season for him, but he's warmed up beautifully and scored plenty of goals for them in the back half of the season. So he's deadly going forward. Alex Brosk, who missed big parts of last year, their captain, can score goals as well. So they're really
tough.
They get
goals off the bench through Carney and Simon and Abini, those blokes as well.
Yeah, they've got plenty of firepower. So when you look at the teams that have defeated them this year, Melbourne City beat them in the FFA Cup final. That is a long time ago now. And Western Sydney did beat them in a derby in the A-League season. So Western Sydney certainly can do it, you know, given the
We're
atmosphere.
We're picking the bones from the chicken here, aren't we? To given, try and find something.
when you bring in a derby, all of a sudden form goes out the window.
Yeah, it's true.
And a lot of tension, a lot of atmosphere, and the form book does tend to go out the window. So Western Sydney, they'd be licking their lips at the prospect of playing Sydney FC come finals time. And Sydney FC will be thinking, that's one team we don't want to meet. Yeah, they'll back themselves, but they'll be looking over their shoulder thinking, we'd rather avoid Western Sydney in the finals. And Melbourne Victory, for me, clearly the second best team in the A-League. But being second best is still something that Kevin Muscat will be pretty proud of. That they've had a good season. Let's not forget that. So Sydney have been outstanding, but Melbourne Victory have put themselves in the box seat to play in the grand final this year. And they'll fancy themselves against someone like Sydney FC on their given day.
All right, good on you, Seppers. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, pleasure.
You can go back to Kevin Bartlett over
now.
Get stand
cold,
in the
man.
Rain. Perfect. Michael Zappone joining us for Alpha Barber's Melbourne Central Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. We'll